All right, good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast. My name is Tom Arquino, part of the Social Podcast Network. www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing local podcasts. Hope everyone's doing fine today. It is a spectacular day here on the East Coast, June 24th, 2021. I mean, you couldn't have a better day. Yesterday was a little bit better. It feels like it's going to be a little warmer today, which is good. Yesterday was it was a little chilly. We were going to try to go to the pool, and I was like, eh. It's become so such prima donnas, right? It's a little chilly. It's like 75. But it is what it is. It's a beautiful day. I thought today, I wanted to read this, you know, like I shared the other day. I found my 12 and 12. I really enjoy the 12 and 12. I suggest if you, or what was suggested to me, you know, go to a step meeting, find a good step meeting, you know, go read the steps, read it with the group, read it with your sponsor. You know, the steps are key to your survival. And, you know, I was talking to a person yesterday, and this person is so bothered by this other person that they work with, constantly telling me, oh, this person did this, and this person did that, and oh, you know what they're doing for this person now? And I'm like, and I told him yesterday, I said, mind your own business, right? Mind your own business. This is your problem. You cannot keep your nose out of other people's business. You're right. You're right. You're right. I know I'm right, but you can't stop doing it, right? And, you know, it's like, and listen, I think we're probably all guilty of it. I'm guilty of it. You know, look at so-and-so. Or look what so-and-so's getting. Or I'll find myself like, you know, something is happening in my life. If it's good, you know, right away I think, haha, you know, so-and-so. And it's fucking me not minding my own business. It's not, it's me not staying on my own square. And the person that this person is, and I try to keep everything anonymous. I'm not naming people. But the person's talking about, you know, has a tough life. You know, person's going through a lot of stuff. At some point, they're living in their car, you know, and the other person's like, you know, they're giving them this and they're giving them that because of this and they're helping them with that. And I'm like, do you want to live the life that they live? No. I mean, how grateful we should be with all that we have. And I don't mean like we're doing something special, you know, but we have the basic provisions of life, you know, and some people don't have them. And when somebody reaches out to help, you know, some people like to just point out all the bad things that these other people have done that, for, you know, maybe they don't deserve it, but whatever. I mean, nobody, it's not hard for me to look back at my life and find parts of my life where I was a real pain in the ass. And so I told this person, I go, you need to fucking mind your own fucking business. It's not important. It is not important. And they're like, you're right. And it's a habit. I know that as a child, I would compare in and out, right? Oh, look at that person. I'm better than that. Or look at this person. Ah, I wish I was that good. It was never like I could just, and I still struggle with that. I'm never just fucking happy with me. Right? You know, I'm always working on something, running, trying to stay healthy. I'm like, what's the point? I mean, I want to be healthy because I don't want to be a burden on my kids and stuff one day. But, you know, sometimes my motivation's a little shady. So I wanted to just read this step four. And it's just the step that's in the contents. And it says, and for anybody that doesn't know, step four. And listen, do these in a series, right? Step one to step two to step three, three to four, four to five, yada, yada, yada. But I'm just jumping around a little bit, so forgive me. But it reminded me kind of this, you know, not minding my own business, not staying in my square. So it's a step four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Took a hard look, right? How instincts can exceed their proper functions. Step four is an effort to discover our liabilities. Basic problems of extremes and instinctive drives. Misguided moral inventory can result in guilt, grandiosity, or blaming others. Assets can be noted with liabilities. Self-justification is dangerous. Willingness to take inventory brings light and new confidence. Step four is beginning of a lifetime of practice. Common symptoms of emotional insecurities are worry, anger, self-pity, and depression. Inventory reviews relationships, importance of thoroughness. Inventory reviews relationships, importance of thoroughness, meaning a thorough, it says it, right? Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves, deep. You know, and I think that that's kind of where that falls into, you know? There's a great, you know, the great example, Mr. Smith. I hate Mr. Smith, you know. I hate this person. I can't believe what they're doing for this person. And, you know, you have to take a look at it and say, why? What's my problem, right? You know, and it says, oh, it's not that I hate Mr. Smith. It's just Mr. Smith has a prettier wife or Mr. Smith has a better car. You know, there's a local company around here that builds houses, and they're well off. They are very well off, got a couple planes. You know, the elite of our town, the upper crust. And, you know, I can have conversations, and if they're brought up, it's always about, you know, don't like them, can't stand them, you know, them. You know, it's always this negative side. It's always somebody's negative. Because like I said, you know, everything we hear, everything we pretty much talk about nowadays is hearsay. And so I'll get somebody spewing a bunch of negative stuff about these people. And the reality is, they're jealous. You're jealous, and you know it. And your jealous face can surely show it. But they don't want to admit that. They give me 100 reasons why they justify their despise or their negativity towards these people. And you hear it a lot. And the problem now is, I don't know if it's a problem, but I think one of the things that's going on is that we have no middle class, right? You're either poor or you're rich. And, you know, I fall under the category of poor. But we both work. We make a nice living. We, you know, we have a house. We pay our mortgage. We pay all our bills. We get by. But I would still consider us poor, right? There is no middle class. And then you have rich. You know, you have people that have planes and all that other stuff. And so what does that mean to me? And this is, you know, this is kind of one of the things that, and I'm kind of switching a little, jumping around a little bit here, but this is kind of one of the things that as a family that we're going through is now we're being priced out of a lot of stuff. And it was bound to happen, right? Inflation was going to show up. You know, these people have been out of work. These people have been closed. These people have been at 30%. They got to get that money. They have to get that money back. So, you know, the price of everything is going up. You know, there's a local restaurant that I'd like to eat at or that I did like to eat at. But they're charging now $9.75 for a breakfast sandwich. Excuse me? A fucking breakfast sandwich? And it's actually $9 for a breakfast sandwich. If you want a bagel, it's an additional 75 cents. Well, I'm out. I am out. And my wife and I had a conversation, and we are going to bring back our middle class. We're going to bring back the middle class, at least for our family. So we are thinking a lot more about how we spend our money. And one of them is we are not eating out. It's been priced out for us. Now eating out is for the rich, right? It is not for the poor. But if we focus and watch how we spend our money and we start to save money, and bring back a middle class. And to me, a middle class is someone that makes money but has, like, savings, right? Not paycheck to paycheck. And it's just, you know, saving money, you know? Skipping out on this stuff that used to be, you know, all this stuff used to be a you know, a luxury. You know, eating out for dinner, going to concerts, flying on airplanes, going on vacation, all this shit used to be a luxury. You know, you worked and you saved up, and then it happened. Now we live in a world where we just fucking going on vacation. I just looking at my Instagram, this guy that I know that's this local guy, the local business guy, he's on vacation again. He's always on vacation, which is fine. Good for him. He must make great money. But, you know, that used to be a luxury. And, you know, for my family, a family of five, we have got to start saving some money again. So that's what's going on. And it's unfortunate, but, you know, we got to bring back the middle class. And but you know what? It's, you know, I feel like that this is one of those situations because, like, I could be mad at this restaurant. I could be mad at people. But the reality is that my life is what it is. There was a time where I didn't have fucking two nickels to rub together. And all of that was really because I was under the thumb of addiction and alcohol and drinking and using and fucking abusing and living that lifestyle, that side of the tracks, you know. Of course you live like that, you're never going to really get anywhere. But once I, you know, and I was telling this to somebody, as soon as I got sober, my life started increasing. It started to improve. At first it was very steep. I mean, just the fact that I wasn't drinking and driving was a huge deal. Because I was a drunk driver. And I had a big mouth. And so just the fact that I wasn't doing those two things, my life improved by 10. But then you start to get an education and life gets better. And so, and then the other thing is that, you know, I have to also realize, you know, this is my life. You know, I'm never going to fly in an airplane. I mean, you know, I'm never going to own a plane. You know, I'm like, fuck owning a plane. Those people fucking crash and die. I'd never. Believe me, if you gave me the money, I'd take a freaking airplane in a second. So don't let me act like I wouldn't. But, yeah, it's just, you know, I don't know, whatever.
If I keep holding out, will the light shine? It's only rain that I feel. I've been wishing out the day. Oh, 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 come back. I have been planning out.
Not good.
Yes, I do. Days are lingering on. Pearl Jam did, I don't know if anybody likes Pearl Jam. Pearl Jam's my joint right there. And they had a, put a concert up on Nugs TV. NUGTZ.com. Pearl Jam, Billings, Montana. Fucking played that thing. Oh my God, what a great show. If you like Pearl Jam, it is up on Nugs TV. Watch it. Watched it last night. Watched the first half the other night and watched the second half of it last night. Just a great, great show. And getting ready to start a new Pearl Jam podcast, which has been, you know, we did it with Carlos for a while. You know, our schedules have gotten so busy that, you know, having to make some adjustments, bringing in my friend Ruby. Super great. So passionate about Pearl Jam. Just love her. She's so good. Can't wait to get that started. So, check that out. Into Deep Social Podcast Network. Check it out. So I guess the whole point was this. For me, I know in my path to recovery, you know, it looks good. There's days I just look really great on paper. Right? I'm just doing everything right. But still, you know, doing shit that's fucking undermining my serenity, number one, and my sobriety, number two. And that's a typical one that I don't think a lot of us realize is, you know, minding our own business. You know, I love, you know, if we look back 100 years for sure, 200 years, I mean, the people from 100 to 200 years ago, if they'd plopped on this planet, they would be fucking appalled by us, right? I mean, good or bad, I don't know, but they'd be appalled. And, you know, and I love old sayings from the olden days, you know, mind your business, you know, that one right there, because this has been an issue that we've been going through forever, right? It's always, what's going on over there? What are they doing? How come they're doing this? How come I don't have that? You know, it's minding our own business. What aren't we getting? And it's been going on forever. And so we can be, you know, I can get up and, you know, and not drink and be great to my family. And on paper, that looks great because on paper, this is really, that was the problem, the potential loss of family, the safety of family, right? You know, I had to have father or mother around to take care of us, you know, and behaving that the way they were behaving, you know, they may not be around because of it. So, you know, on paper, you really want to just be doing better to take care of your family. And that's great, but you still got to take care of your insides, your spirit, your serenity, and, you know, minding our own business is a good step, and we can justify it. Well, I'm just worried about them. Yeah, no, you're not. Oh, I was just hoping they're doing okay. No, you're not. You're nosy, you know. I'm in the talking business. I talk to people all day. And, And I have to kind of pick and choose my way through these conversations. I have to pick my way through these conversations, and I can't be like, and it is weird in my position, in my business, people tell me so much crazy shit. Which is fine, you know, it is a responsibility of mine to keep it, you know, private. But it is, you know, there's a lot of conversations that I have, and I hear things about people that, you know, I have to take care of and I have to keep secret. But sometimes there are things that I have to be careful. I don't want to get too, you know, nosy. The other thing is that I personally cannot carry all that fucking bullshit on my shoulders. You know, if I'm finding out, I mean, it's hard enough to deal with the shit I got, but then I'm hearing about other people's shit and I'm trying to fix other people's shit, and you're like, ugh, it's exhausting. I don't know. So kind of that's what that was about. Let's see. Let me do a little daily reflections and wrap this up. I did another podcast the other day and struggled with it. So sometimes there's not a lot of stuff upstairs to dump out. All right, June 24th, a spiritual kindergarten. We are only operating a spiritual kindergarten in which people are enabled to get over drinking and find the grace to go on living a better effect, to better effect. We are only operating a spiritual kindergarten in which people are enabled to get over drinking and find the grace to go on living to do, to better effect. As Bill sees it, page 95. When I came to AA, I was run down by the bottle and wanted to lose the obsession to drink. But I didn't really know how to do that. I decided to stick around long enough to find out from the ones who went before me. All of a sudden, I was thinking about God. I was told to get a higher power, and I had no idea what one looked like. I found out there are many higher powers. I was told to find God as I understand him, that there was no doctrine of the Godhead in AA. I found what worked for me and then asked that power to restore me to sanity. The obsession to drink was removed one day at a time. My life went on and I learned how to live sober. It's great. Super. You know, that is a... the relationship with the higher power is... I was thinking about talking about that, you know, the... you know, there was a time when and I've shared this story when my buddy was alive, met my buddy Matt, and the person that I would present to Matt compared to the person that I really was when Matt wasn't around. And, you know, because I wanted Matt to think that I lived a better life, right? I think we're all multifaceted. I know, speaking for myself, I totally am. You know, if I'm talking with somebody that I want something from, I'm definitely a different person than I'm talking to when I'm talking to a person that I don't want something from, right? It's just, and I guess that's how we just get around, along in life. I guess we all do it. But that relationship with the higher power, and it talks about, you know, what is it? What, I got my 12 and 12 right here. Made a searching, nope. It meant nope. Right? Nope. Where is it? Yeah, so step three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. You know, I made a decision to turn my will and my life over to the care of Matt when he was my sponsor, which meant that when I was around Matt, I acted differently. But when I got farther along in the program and I started to want serenity and I wanted some peace, I had to start living my life like I was under the observation of a higher power, my God, right? And unfortunately, there's nowhere to hide from him or her or it, them, they, there. So what it says to me is that, you know, tighten up, Tom. You know, you need to act like you are constantly, you know, if I spent the day with Matt back in the day, I'd be on my best behavior. You know, I've talked about how I used to drive on my way to his house and how when I would pick him up and then how I would drive once he was in the car. Two different people. You know, I live a decent life today. I do, you know, I'm 80% great, you know, always have our issues. But I have room for improvement. Yeah. I have room for improvement. And, you know, it's like when you're in school, you're in elementary school, and then you ask to go to the bathroom, and then you go out and you're walking down the hall, and you're like skipping and flipping and acting nuts because there's nobody watching you. And so I think that's what that means is I had to start living my life like I was under the care of a higher power. God was watching me. And, you know. I don't know. It just takes time, right? It just takes time. Anyway, I hope everyone's having a great day. We'll get back on the back on our horse here soon. I'm working it out. Bye.